In southern Afghanistan, Taliban fighters are holding 23 members of a South Korean church group hostage. They're threatening to kill them unless the Afghan government agrees to release at least as many Taliban prisoners. The Taliban has extended the deadline for killing the hostages twice in as many days, but the Afghan government thus far has not agreed to those demands, and many Afghans wonder what a church group was doing in that conservative and dangerous Islamic country in the first place. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is in Kabul and joins us now. And Soraya, what efforts are underway to get the hostages freed?
There are many things going on. There's a South Korean delegation here that has supposedly been negotiating with the Taliban independently. There are police and soldiers who have located approximately where the hostages are and are looking at a possible rescue attempt. And there are lawmakers and tribal elders who are trying to negotiate with the Taliban as well. Now, the Taliban are saying that the U.S. and Afghans are standing in the way of any kind of prisoner exchange. And President Karzai is in a very difficult position because he said a few months ago he would never swap prisoners for foreign hostages again.
How did the South Koreans in this church group, how did they get to a Taliban-controlled area of Afghanistan in the first place?
Well, they decided to rent a bus in Kabul for $800 and travel to the south, to Kandahar City. And this is a road which is, in various parts, is patrolled by Taliban fighters. So it's a very dangerous thing to do. Nobody here does that, certainly not foreigners. And they were here, though, trying to do volunteer work, according to the South Korean government.
You say they were doing volunteer work. Missionary work or volunteer work?
Well, the government insists it was volunteer work, but in fresh in Afghans' minds is what happened last summer, which there were about 1,000 South Koreans here for what was called a peace festival. But Islamic clerics complained that they were actually here proselytizing, and so many of them got deported and were forced out.
And is it accurate that since the Taliban are holding 23 South Koreans, they would be satisfied if 23 Taliban prisoners were released in exchange?
Well, that is what the purported spokesman has been saying they want. They've also been asking for South Korean troops, of which there are about 200, to pull out of Afghanistan, something which the South Korean government says they plan to do at the end of the year anyway. But then if you have this commission of tribal elders and lawmakers who say that the Taliban now are asking for all militants who are being held in jail in Ghazni province to be released, and it's unclear how many that would be, but it's more than 23.
And other foreign hostages held by the Taliban at this time?
Well, there's the question of two Germans and their five Afghan co-workers. These two Germans were engineers in Wardak province. And a couple days back, the Taliban spokesman said that they had shot both of the Germans because the German troops refused to pull out of Afghanistan, or at least there was no announcement made to that effect. But the Afghan officials and German government insisted that only one was dead and that he had died of a heart attack. Now, they did recover a body of what is believed to be one of the German engineers, but it's unclear what he died of. The government has said nothing, and we've heard nothing from the Taliban since then about this, other than that they're maintaining that the two Germans were killed as well as the five Afghan co-workers.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.